dancer. Terbayang terus wajahnya membuatku terlena. Alunan musik berdendang, pujian suara di dalam remang. Akhirnya ku berdiri perlahan menghampiri. Sudah berakhir, waktu terus bergulir. Aku ajak dia bertemu kencan di malam minggu.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, welcome back to Miamat Faisal on Indonesia Today. I would like to continue for 6 hours ahead, started from 12 p.m. up to 6 p.m. local time Jakarta. Well, I do hope that all of you are fine, and today can not only give you much goodness but also provide you much happiness. Wherever you are who are listening our program, I also do hope that you can do your best, you can do about new things, you can make such new innovation, compile your new information, and even try to relax your time so that you are able to continue your daily activities very well and more enthusiastically. We'll be right back.
Lepaskan kekasih. makanan khas dari Indonesia. Ya, terbuat dari
Majekotu is a typical snack of Andrakan, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is thinned until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Hi everyone listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a regional pop song from Bengkulu province entitled Pais Fish. The song tells about Pais Fish or Pendak Bengkulu, namely Bengkulu specialty fish sauce. The lyrics also tell of pais wrapped with taro leaves. Pais fish is deliciously eaten with warm white rice cooked and chili sauce. It is tasteful, so it makes people want to eat by eating it. Well, listener, here is the song Ikan Pais by Jarvis. Enjoy!
Ikan pais, kelaponyo mudo, dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais, lemak rasonyo, makan ke nasi putih pane-pane, pulang ke jeri mudo. Rasonyo oi lemak nian, makan sebungkus samo-samo, nasi sepiring udah habis, rasona tambu. Rasonyo oi lemak nian, badan keringin iti-iti, sambalnyo pede tambu lagi, habis segalo. Ikan pais, kelaponyo mudo, dibungkus daun talas rapi-rapi di kebet tali mesyang. Ikan pais, lemak rasonyo, makan ke nasi putih pane-pane, pulang ke jeri mudo. Rasonyo oi lemah nian, badan keringin iti-iti, sambalnyo pede tambu lagi, abis segalo. Rasonyo oi lemak nian, badan keringin iti-iti, sambalnyo pede tambu lagi, abis segalo.
our cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkung Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency. Reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So, stay tuned. Although living in the borderline, the Sungkung Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sungkung Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetapuhan in a celebration for Sungkung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Music has become an integral part of Sungkung Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instrument is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulat mit balas tangan ku na dat na basa na utuk na manang na kaut na bucit na ngimul na kawai na ngaji deng ngagah deng mujak deng suk deng moy mo imau mo musik mo mau mo kut kabau kulit kami kulit kuda da so raja so nyama so tuat so aja kelek aja sina aja belana mandeg ipok na babi na adat basa bukut na syukup uruk mudut na deh tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimul na kop na agup bukutai bukut na mate cium masih abi hu me abi eun ku tabu mana ku me tabu mana ku nuak maneug cho gudak sango gudang te anak maneug gudang kusik maneug cho gudang jepang gudang mereka maneug tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua he neug adat neug basa baku nah ti ta cukup da uruk da budeun da de neug ti lah sama.
Only after this is done the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as follows.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then, we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is bigger.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pomang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers to hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi. Pertama,
the equipments are created
kedua,
as complete as possible.
Ketiga,
after the equipments
babi,
are made,
keempat,
we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog.
Pulut,
after that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterward, we stop and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
The Tabuhan Gong for Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep back luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang, sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, that's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya tu.
The Tabuhan Gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out, stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pest will invest the plants. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
The Tabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Yes, the Sungkung Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, the Tabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Ketika cinta harus Dan jawab pertanyaan. Culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is tape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut, no preservatives, mind you.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song called Isen Mulang. Isen Mulang is a motto of the Dayak tribe of Central Kalimantan, Indonesia, which means never back down. The meaning of Isen Mulang is always being oriented towards achievement or good result. The song was composed by Abe Sandan. The lyrics tell about the Dayak tribe who are brave and never give up. The song also invites people of all ages to move forward together. Isen Mulang becomes the motto of the city of Palangkaraya, Central Kalimantan. Well, listener, here is the song Isen Mulang by Yuldi F., Siska Friskila, and Lisa Bahan. Enjoy the song.
Cerita tanda kentaku.
Wisdom Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are as the person who is strong, who has loyalty, who has dedication, and even who has what? Love to your family maybe. I believe that with this strength, you are able to trust yourself about, you know, building capacity. Yes, building capacity is also important to make your life better, to make your target or your goals can be achieved by yourself. Yes, because only yourself can prove, can affirm about the things or the goals that you are realizing. That means that you are what you think. When you think you can do it, you can make it well. When you think you can make it well, this will also make yourself as a new proof. And I believe that your target, your goals can be materialized by yourself and based on your hard work. Well, in this case, I would like to share you about wise words. Wise words is also important, is also vital for the sake of, you know, our mind. I mean, in this case, when we are in bad condition, perhaps by hearing or knowing about wise words, this can also make us feel stronger than before. So the wise words that we would like to share is from Tan Malaka. He said, no matter how quick a lie spread, the truth in time will come. Well, Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and play a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice but cares for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures.
membuat aku melupakan dia. Kau menyita semuanya, hati dan pikiran.
Batam is a strategic city which borders the country of Singapore and Malaysia. Besides being known as an industrial city, Batam is also known as a city of culture with a variety of interesting heterogeneous inhabitants. This has also become an identity of Batam which should always be maintained and not lost amid globalization and modernization. A tradition which is almost extinct and forgotten is the shafar bath. Listeners, shafar bath is a tradition that has existed since centuries ago in the city of Batam. However, currently only people of Teri in Sambau, Longsar district who still keep and practice it. Shafar bath is a tradition of taking a bath or dipping in the water together, held once a year in the month of Shafar in the Islamic calendar. For your information, Indonesia is a predominantly Muslim country, so many people still use Islamic calendar. Shafar bath is carried out at low tide on the last Wednesday of the month of Shafar. Various preparations are made before the bath, like preparing basoh rice, that is, yellow rice or rice mixed with turmeric and white rice, brede and cigarettes. Mr. Seno, a community leader as well as the inheritor of Safarbas tradition, said,
"Rice is the symbol of life. In the past, they never ran off rice, the symbol of livelihood. That was their advice. So the white rice is what today's people would say would enhance tea. Then the yellow rice is a symbol of somebody who has been elevated to a certain position in the society. Today it's someone who has been successful, but still remember those with lower position than him."
Preceding Safarbas, people will follow the Bedak Langi ritual. Bedak Langi or Langi powder is a mixture of ground rice, sepak tree bark and lime leaves mixed together and then rubbed on the head and hands before they go into the water. The bath is carried out under the guafak, a special container that has been used since ancient times. It is sunk into the water during the bath. It would be better if one dives into the water 3 times, then goes ashore to rinse with water that has been given some prayer for safety. Then it will be continued with a mass prayer on the beach, sitting together on dried palm leaves. After the prayer, the event is closed with enjoying the food prepared by local residents. According to the elders, Safarbas is meant as an expression of gratitude for the blessings that Allah has given to man, because with gratitude, humans will be kept away from any disasters and distress. Benefits of Safarbas as perceived by Hashim, one of Teri villagers.
Alhamdulillah, there are some benefits as long as we practice Safarbas. We have a lot of blessings, health, benefits for all of us. You can imagine the feeling of being safe, peaceful. It's all there. Also family unity.
Not only Hashim who feels the benefits of Safarbas, Liz, a mother of 4, who also lives in Teri village, said, after the bath, there is a sense of fun and joy because it has become customary. Both men and women and also the children are all happy. Every year we take Safarbas. Once we do it, there is a sense of fun and joy. Safarbas is not only for Teri village residents. Anyone can join it. Subhan, for instance, who comes from Palembang and is fluent in Malay, is very pleased with Safarbas, which can provide benefits such as the importance of togetherness.
People around Sambao, especially in Teri village, always remind each other of the importance of a togetherness. That's the lesson that I learned from the Safarbas that they have observed so far.
Listeners, Safarbas has become an almost forgotten tradition. Alwi Jamat Mansur said the tradition survives only in Teri village because there are some Malay figures still living there who used to follow and practice Safarbas. Whereas in other areas, most of Malay community leaders do not understand anything about it. They don't even realize that there is such a tradition like Safarbas observed by their ancestors. To preserve Safarbas tradition, according to Alwi, is not the responsibility of a cultural figure alone.
I hope it is not just the cultural figure, but my greatest desire is together we raise it again.
Voice on
Indonesia. Of the Malay community, so the Malay culture.
Here's the newsline. Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono revealed that the National Capital Integrated Coastal Development or NCICD project is a government priority in protecting the north coast of Java from the threat of tidal flooding and land subsidence. This is a must for to make it a major project. And according to him in Jakarta on Wednesday, the president said this is not just a project, but to save the survival of Indonesian people, especially those on the north coast along the north coast of Java. Indonesian Minister of Public Works Dodi Hanggodo emphasized the commitment of the Ministry of Public Works in handling the flood in disaster in Bekasi, West Java. Dodi in Jakarta on Wednesday conveyed that his party continues to prioritize the safety and comfort of affected communities. The Ministry of Public Works will provide full support in handling the impact of flooding in Bekasi. That's a newsline.